With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. The flight is on. Gaza residents heeding Israel's advice to evacuate roughly the northern half of their territory, bracing for a looming invasion brought on by the attacks on Israel made by the Muslim terror group Hamas a week ago. More than 1,300 people killed, thousands wounded, and hundreds still held hostage, including some Americans. Israeli forces are massing on the border today. Donald Trump is testing some of his supporters with recent comments about abortion and Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The former president holds a commanding lead in the Republican race for the nomination, but it appears he's running the risk of alienating some supporters. He came under fire from pro-life leaders recently after calling Florida's six-week abortion ban a terrible mistake. Last week, he publicly criticized Israel's prime minister following a terrorist attack on the Jewish state, and Trump described Hezbollah militants as very smart, comments that were condemned by his GOP rivals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The State Fair of Texas was evacuated after a shooting last night.
Dallas police responded to a report of a shooting at the fair's food court around 7:45, where they determined one man fired at another man, resulting in three victims being shot and sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. A suspect fled the scene but was quickly located and arrested. Meanwhile, a gun believed to have been used in the shooting was also found. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Attorney General Jeff Landry has won Louisiana's governor's seat, fending off a crowded field of candidates. The Republican, who's backed by former President Trump, avoided a runoff by getting more than 50% of the votes, winning the election outright. He will replace current Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat and the only Democratic governor in the Deep South. This is SRN News. The winner of the Miss Portugal pageant is a man. The 28-year-old male who is living as a female won the title this month and will now move on to compete for the Miss Universe crown. In fact, Miss Portugal is not the only man who's won a women's beauty contest this year. Miss Netherlands is also a male, as is Miss Puerto Rico. The Miss Universe contest was purchased in 2022 by a transgender business mogul from Thailand. There has been outcry from female competitors about the practice of allowing men in, but so far pageant organizers are turning a deaf ear. The family of a transgender 9-year-old in North Carolina is suing state health officials to block a law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations. The parents claim the ban will force their child to, quote, undergo a traumatic wrong gender puberty. Meanwhile, in Montana, a group of plaintiffs is challenging a new measure defining the term sex as meaning only male or female. This is SRN News. Best Buy says goodbye to DVDs.
The consumer electronics retailer plans to phase out its DVD and Blu-ray sales by early 2024, with physical movies set to be sold in stores and online as they are today through the holidays. Video games will not be impacted. Best Buy said that the way consumers watch movies and TV today is much different than it was decades ago. Best Buy isn't the only company to move away from physical movies in recent months. Last month, Netflix's DVD by mail service officially came to a close as the company's iconic red and white envelopes made their final trip. Keith Peters reporting.
Piper Laurie has passed away. The strong-willed Oscar-nominated actress was 91. She got Academy Award nominations for the 1961 pool room drama The Hustler, the film version of Stephen King's horror classic Carrie, and Children of a Lesser God in 1986. This is SRN News.